Thanks for coming with me. I know this plays back to front, but you haven't been to this district, right? Great. Showing you around will be a lot of fun. I need to check in with my cybernetics doc, but after that, we can go wherever you want. Oh, no, nothing's wrong. It's only a tune-up. I appreciate your concern, though. Not to be morbid, but it'll be good for you to meet them. The doc, you know, in case of an emergency. I've got a few unique mods that the corporate clinics just can't treat. Oh, don't give me that look. Underground cybernetics sounds sketchy until you hear what the corpo stuff has bundled with it. They're ransomware with features. Besides, Oh, babe, I love that you're looking out for me, but respectfully, I know the streets better than you. I can tell a scam from a steal, especially with tech. Besides, Morgan's a friend. They wouldn't do me dirty like that. The point is, take me to them if I'm malfunctioning, and I'll be fine before they can even count the money. Ah, and here we are, Oregon Street. Not the real name, but only city officials and road signs call it its real name. It's Argon because it's Neon Street's less famous sibling. I do prefer it, though. The name and the place. Fewer people, fewer cops. Just take a second to just soak it all in. Might not be as pretty, but it has its lo-fi charm that makes me nostalgic. The cheaper ad space even makes them less obnoxious somehow. More variety, at least. Certainly more in the people. Look at all the cyborgs. You ever wonder what they do in those absurdly tall high-rises? You think? No, that's too boring to be true. I mean, I'm sure it's stuffed with office drones, but the whole building? No, a palace like that must have corruption inside. Money changing hands, something. Projecting? Whatever do you mean? Are you implying something? Come on, let someone else gawk at the scenery before we get our pockets picked. Now, I want you to keep in mind that this is technically Scrap Raptor territory. Whoa, no, hey. No need to look nervous. Relax. Nobody cooks up trouble here if they know what's good for them. They own a bunch of places, mostly VR arcades, bars, and pod hotels. People walk through here, never even know. But Morgan associates with them, so I figured I'd tell you, just in case. Oh, and never go to that pizza place on the corner of Argon and Wayne. True, it is a front, but I'm talking about the pizzas. Most disgusting thing I've ever eaten. Speaking of eating, check out those food trucks. It smells good, right? We can grab something on our way back if you want. If you want something tasty and cheap, then you can't do better. Some even have all of their permits. No, it won't kill you. Nobody would eat there if it was dangerous. We're not talking about cyborg-only hyperfood. Come on, live a little. Oh. Well, if you're uncomfortable with it, we don't have to. Sorry to pressure you. I just kind of want to re-experience all of these things with you. Really? You will? Oh, I promise I'll take you to the most upstanding and well-regarded truck. Or whatever strikes your fancy. Oh, and do be careful crossing here. People take the turn way too fast to see the crosswalk. Yeah, I'm holding your hand. You got a problem with that? Oh, shut up. I can be sweet in public. It doesn't bother you, does it? I mean, my arm. I know exposed cybernetics can make some people uncomfortable, and, well, I don't want you thinking... Okay, thanks. I'm glad you like it. I mean, obviously, I'm quite the fan, but... Well, the last person I dated, this was before we met, He was just absurdly tech illiterate. Everything with a screen was like black magic, and the tech support was worse than my grandparents. Complete sweetheart about everything else, but when we, when the arm had to come off. Yeah, just in case. Yeah. But then I just ended up feeling like I was all what those red-faced talking heads said I was. Just a metal brute waiting to hurt people. The kindness the rest of the time, it only made it worse. The difference was sharp and made it how obvious just how conditional it was. But I've never felt that way with you. Quite the opposite, actually. I know you see the humanity in me, even the metal parts. I can't express just how much that means to. Quick, act casual. Look at the display. They're gone. Cops, yeah. Sorry for scaring you. I wasn't lying earlier. I'm not doing anything illegal. Not anymore. But, I mean, they just make me nervous. Habits are harder to kill than I am. And when I can't pass for anything but a cyborg, it's best not to roll the dice. If anyone with expertise checked me, it'd be obvious I was running an unlicensed kit. Oh, shit. Well, we were having a whole moment, weren't we? And then I just ruined it by jumping like a startled cat. Oh, you're sweet, but it's gone now. No use reviving it. I'll just say your understanding means more than you know. I mean, it's finally the neon-lit transhuman future that people's made movies about, but God forbid anyone use the technology for more than prosthetics. Enough about that. I can tell you more later. There's more street to cover. Come on, up here is Club Asgard. Yes, those are a bunch of numbers, but believe it or not, 4564RD is pronounced Asgard. No, silly or not, it has a great dance floor, and I love the music that they play. They curate the top 100 to get rid of the plants and the AI trash. Plus, they add killer tracks from local bands, so there's always something new. The mixed drinks ain't bad either, and the bartender? Pretty great if you want to spill your guts. Be warned, though, she makes them strong. I swear, she wants people to monologue their life stories. Well, I'm not sure if it's your scene, but if you're interested, I'd love to take you. It'll give me a chance to show off all those dances I downloaded. I'm kidding. No, you seriously didn't believe me, did you? I still have both of my legs. You've seen them. Oh, no. No, there's no way you're getting away with this. I enhanced them, sure, but it doesn't. Hey, check out that corpo over there. No, not the cyborg. The man next to her, with the tailored suit and the crutches. Yeah, he doesn't look injured at all. I bet he's from off-planet. If he needs those, he must have been up there a while, or came down here quick. What I wouldn't give to know why someone like that came down here. I guess it doesn't always happen in high-rises. No, does it? Anyway. That's it up there, Morgan's workshop. Yeah, the one that used to be an auto car garage with the neon sign and bead curtains. Well, hey, I didn't pick the decor. Complain to Morgan if you want. Actually, don't. It can be a bit touchy. In fact, let me do the talking. Morgan and their people are good, I swear. They're the ride or die types once you earn their trust. It just takes time to get there. I'm glad you get it. Oh, a few more things. Don't stare at the other guards. Yes, they will be armed. Their job is to just stand around and look menacing. It's just to prevent fights, not cause them. But it'll be uncomfortable if you make them antsy. Oh, and don't touch anything without permission. And certainly don't pull out anything with a camera. And finally, just do your best to look confident and comfortable. I'm sorry. You signed up for a walk, not this. But hey, you'll do fine. I'm not really trying to make you nervous. This is just how it is. Other than your first impressions, this is a completely routine visit. Yeah, we'll go in, introduce you to Morgan, chat for a bit, get my checkup, and head out. I'll make it up to you with dinner, okay? That's the spirit. All right, you had to meet my friends at some point, right? All right, come on in.